Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm glad you're with us. Believe me, I'm glad you're with us. It's a real pleasure to have you here, and I hope you enjoy the show today. In fact, I know you're going to enjoy the show today. I have stacks of things to talk about, and I don't know that I'm going to get to them. The Boneheads have – I could literally do the entire program on Bonehead Awards this week. I really could. But let's open up – how about we open up with a biblical quote from the King James Version of the Bible, Luke 22:35. How about that? And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. Then said he unto them, but now he that hath purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. Interesting stuff, isn't it? Think about that one. Think about that one. Okay, let's get down to business. We've got a lot to talk about today on Armed American Radio. Wow. First off, I've already said welcome to the program. I'm glad you're here, and I really am glad you're here. Glad you're joining us. If you would like to participate on the show with me today, feel free to reach out to me, please, at 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Email me at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or twitter.com/AAR Mark. I see a lot of followers coming in. twitter.com/AAR Mark. If you want to comment on any of the stories that we're going to cover today, and there's a bunch of them. Boneheads galore, I'm telling you. We're going to start off with Mexico, but before we do that, boy, this is a tough one, too. It's tough to read this. But it has to be. It has to be talked about because this is what's happening down south of the border. This is what these people are trying to do. We'll get to that in just a second. Have to take a drink of water on this one. CBS News is actually reporting this too. But you're not seeing it. I didn't really see a lot of it. Mexico wanting to sue U.S. gun makers. Have you seen this? Hang tight. I'll get with it in just a second. First, our sponsors. Couple things we got cooking here I want to get to you. We've got a brand new sponsor today. Want to welcome them to the show, and it's a good one too. Smart Carry. Are you familiar with Smart Carry holsters? If you're not familiar with Smart Carry holsters, you need to be. Want your gun to disappear? The first time I saw one of these holsters, I thought, are you kidding me? How can that possibly be comfortable? Let me tell you something. I've been through two of them now. Tim Schmidt, the founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association, founder of Concealed Carry Magazine, will tell you that these things work. You can check out Smart Carry by visiting armedamericanradio.com and clicking right at the link. You'll see them on the top right side sponsors page. Please do it. Inexpensive holsters, super high quality. Wear it with anything, anything. The anti-gunners hate this. It will make your firearm disappear, literally, even with a bathing suit and no shirt. Don't believe me? Check it out. It works. I've had one for years, and it works. I don't care if you carry a full-size 1911. The Smart Carry will make your firearm disappear, even with a bathing suit and no shirt. I promise you. Check it out. Smart Carry. You can head over to armedamericanradio.com and click on the link. Okay, let's get angry. How about we get angry first? Mexico wants to sue U.S. gun makers. Mexico, let me repeat this. Mexico wants to sue U.S. gun makers. CBS News has learned that the Mexican government has retained an American law firm to explore filing civil charges against U.S. gun manufacturers and distributors over the flood of guns crossing the border into Mexico. I have been reporting on this show. I'm getting ready to come out of my seat on this one now, because I have been reporting on this show for the last couple of months on the Project Gunwalker scandal from the ATF. We'll get to that in a little bit. Let's take this angle first. On November 5th, 2010, Felipe Calderon expressed frustration to CBS News correspondent Peter Greenberg, according to this article. Quote, unquote, listen to what he said. We seized more than 90,000 weapons. I'm talking like 50,000 assault weapons, AR-15 machine guns, more than 8,000 grenades, and almost 10 million bullets. 10 million bullets. Amazing figures. And according to all those cases, the ones we were able to track, most of these are American weapons. All right, take a breather. Because I have yet to be able to find a hand grenade in an American gun shop. I've looked. Have you? I'm looking for crates of them, for crying out loud. Can't find them because they don't exist. 50,000 assault weapons, quote unquote, AR-15 machine guns. According to sources, listen to this, listen to this. Oh, Sean, I have to bring you in. My sidekick here and my producer, Sean. Sean, are you with me? Is he there? Has he disappeared?
Hold on, a second.
There he is. Okay, he knows. We talked about this off air for just a few minutes, but this will make you come out of your skin, folks. Mexico wants to sue it. Now they've retained a U.S. law firm. Fortunately, in the United States, we have something called the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act that would hopefully bar that kind of lawsuit from the get-go. It was passed in 2005. It's resulted in many lawsuits against gun makers being dismissed. But here's what I'd like to suggest. I'd like to suggest that maybe Mexico should be sued by us for not stopping the illegal flow of illicit drugs from across its border into the United States. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go a step farther, okay? How about we sue not only for their failure to stop the illicit drugs coming across our border, but how about we sue for the failure to halt, not only halt, but actually encouraging the illegal flow of criminal aliens across our border? How about
For each one.
What's the estimate up to now? 12 million new Democrat voters? Is that what it is?
You hit it right on the nose, too.
Yeah, I know I did. But how about we ask them in a court of law to pay restitution to every American taxpayer for the damage done to American landowners from Southern California to Brownsville, Texas, and for the pain and suffering caused? How about we ask them to pay restitution? How about we sue them on behalf of the American taxpayers who have supported, educated, and provided health care, among other things, and every other cost incurred by the law-abiding American taxpayer for the cost and the damage done by illegal immigrants? How about we sue Felipe Calderon personally, name him in the lawsuit, as well as Mexico? The absolute utter gall of the Mexican government to even consider suing the United States. Oh, and the law firm is based in New York.
Wow. What? Are you serious?
I don't think they found a Texas firm or an Arizona firm to take that one on. No, but New York, dime a dozen. I bet you Bloomberg's got his paws on that one, too. That's unbelievable, Sean. So I believe that I believe we should countersue them. Tired of the nanny state, folks? Did you see this one? Please, if you saw this, call me. Especially if you're listening up in Boston, anywhere in Massachusetts, anywhere up in New England, anywhere in Barney Frank territory, the same territory that put Ted Kennedy in office for I don't know how many generations. But did you see this in Burlington, Massachusetts, about the young guy who was walking with an umbrella in the mall? And about four or five different people called 911, triggering an evacuation of the shopping mall because they were claiming they saw a man with a rifle.
Mm. Where was this at?
This is in Burlington, Massachusetts. Mm. He was a Leahy Clinic employee carrying an umbrella in his backpack.
Wow.
Now, you don't believe we're a nation of sheep? This doesn't embarrass you that this is what you've become? This nanny state? This see something, say something nanny state? This despicable nanny state of sheep that are afraid of umbrellas? That we're now seeing rifles in umbrellas in America today? This is what we've become. This is pathetic. Our forefathers are laughing at us, as well they should be. I'm laughing about it. I'm laughing at it just telling you about it. I hope you're proud. Hope you're proud. Unbelievable. We'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Extreme Shock, the leaders in innovative lethal bullet technology, introduces the new 38 Snubby, a 55-grain bullet traveling at an impressive 1,350 feet per second from a snub-nose revolver, a lightweight, low-recoil round designed to give massive fragmentation inside of soft tissue without the stinging recoil of standard hollow-point ammo. Great for seniors or ladies where recoil could be a problem. Extreme Shock 38 Snubby. Put the sting on the other end. Check out the high-speed video at ExtremeShockUSA.net. The return of a classic. It's been over 20 years since we introduced the Para P1445. Now, as we celebrate 100 years of the 1911 design, you asked us to bring it back and we listened. Introducing the original high-capacity 45 ACP 1911, the Para P1445. We've also added a fiber optic front sight to the P1445, giving you 14-round capacity with the best 3-dot sight system in the world. For more information and to see this legendary pistol, visit para-usa.com. That's para-usa.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, I'm retired Navy SEAL Larry Yatch. Do you have a son or daughter in college or heading to college? College students face a 1 in 4 chance of being assaulted, yet the majority of colleges do not allow firearms on campus. Sealed Mindset's 15 Seconds to Safety online program will arm your children with the knowledge to identify problems and the actions necessary to stay safe. Protect your loved ones now at www.sealedmindset.com. That's www.sealedmindset.com.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67. The Door Sentinel installs on any door in minutes. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress today. To take advantage of this special Armed American Radio offer and to purchase the Door Sentinel, visit armedamericanradio.com. Secure your home today.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.com. www.gunsafety.org. I did. Welcome back.
Feed. Oh, I'm on. Hey, Sean, next time, let's get a feed cranking. How about that? I know you are. I know you're busy. The phone has been ringing off the hook. Apparently, we have a lot of folks that are wanting to talk about being these little nanny staters up there in Massachusetts, scared of umbrellas and their own shadows. Well, you know, what a once proud nation. How pathetic that is. Well, it makes me feel good to know that state police, FBI, ATF, local SWAT teams showed up, closed the mall, did their whole deal over an umbrella. But he was questioned by state troopers, and they determined that the umbrella was no threat. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's pretty pathetic stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Twitter.com/AAR Mark. We have a great lineup for you today, a very good lineup for you today. Check this out. Girls just want to have guns. That's pretty neat sounding, isn't it? Girls just want to have guns. Regis Giles, daughter of Doug Giles, that firecracker was on the show a few weeks ago. Regis will be here to talk about her company, Girls Just Want to Have Guns, what she's up to. You know, she once killed a 200-pound wild boar with a spear. It's pretty hardcore. She'll be here. We'll ask her about that. That's pretty fun stuff. I've seen the photographs. Really neat. Also, the great one, the master of self-defense, Masad Ayoub, will be here later in the show with champion shooter Gail Pepin. They're fan favorites. Those two are an awful lot of fun. Maybe we'll ask Masad about the beer mug, the famous classic beer mug story, because that's been back in the news again. People have been using beer mugs. I guess we have a right to defend against beer mugs. We have a call from Bob in Corpus Christi, Texas. Bob has a special take from down there in Texas on the Mexican government wanting to sue the American government and actually retaining a New York law firm to do just that, because apparently law-abiding Americans are to blame for Mexico's woes. Bob, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Talk to me, man. What do you got? Can you help us out on this story from Mexico?
I agree with everything you said, but I think we ought to add the rest of the United States in on it. I mean, we wouldn't want to leave them out. And just charge Mexico one barrel of oil per day for every illegal up here until they get them out.
I don't know. It's very frustrating to me to hear Calderon talk. I mean, he stood right in the halls of our own Congress basically talking about how, you know, as if this were, you know, there was no border, quite frankly. That we have all have this. Our president said it the other day.
Right.
And I'll have to dig the quote up, but he made the comment that we're all in this. No, we're not in this together. No, we're not. No, we're not. We're not in this together. No. But the absolute gall. I like your take on that, but I really do. But the gall of the Mexican government to want to sue it. But whatever. I wish them luck. I hope they spend a ton of money doing it. Unfortunately, there's a law firm in New York who's going to reap the financial reward on the backs of the Mexican people.
Well,
and the government.
You understand, though, that this country has more lawyers per capita than Japan.
Sure. Sure.
In fact, we have more lawyers than Japan.
Why? I don't know. Hey, you're down there in Texas. Would they have found a Texas attorney to take this? Probably.
It's stupid.
They probably would have. I mean, if they looked hard enough, I'm sure there's an attorney that would have taken it.
Any attorney's going to take it. They're begging for jobs.
What a joke. Isn't that something? Well, there you go, folks. Bob, thanks for the call. Appreciate it down there. Thanks for listening down in Corpus Christi, Texas. Beautiful place. We appreciate that very much. Lots of stuff to cover with you today. Get this. Delta employees attacked on the MARTA train. You know what MARTA is? Sean, do you know what MARTA is?
Uh-uh.
That's the Metropolitan Atlanta Regional Transit Authority.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what it is. Okay.
A couple years back, we had the anti-gunners talking. But see, a couple years back, I guess I should put this to you this way. There was going to be blood in the streets when SB 389 passed here in Georgia and the governor signed it, allowing law-abiding citizens to carry their guns on MARTA trains. and at bus stations and bus stops. It used to be within 1,000 feet, even if you had a permit to carry a firearm, law-abiding citizen. If you were within 1,000 feet of one of those stops, it was a 20-year sentence, 20-year felony for just inadvertently walking by the way the law was written. SB 389 changed that. Now, we all know getting on a MARTA train in downtown Atlanta every night is pretty safe because of the MARTA cops. They're all there to help you. Right. A couple Delta employees, you know, Delta's based in Atlanta, were attacked on the MARTA train. You know, a couple witnesses watched the violent attack unfold. Everybody on the train was terrified, they said. People were trying to run, but there was nowhere to go. There was nowhere to go. It was around midnight. Train pulled up to the Garnet Station in downtown Atlanta. Up to 30 people boarded the southbound train. Once the doors opened, it was like a bum rush of people. The next thing you know, they started just beating these guys. There was blood everywhere. People were hollering and screaming. The witnesses said the attackers were teens. They didn't know if it was a gang or not. But I have to ask, where's the blood in the streets? All you do-gooders and knee-jerks, where is it? You see, what happens here is they call for this blood in the streets. You know, oh, we're going to change the law. Law-abiding people. Law-abiding people are now going to be able to carry firearms on MARTA. Oh, my gosh. There's going to be blood in the streets. You've heard it. We're going back to the days of the Wild West. Never happens. They can't prove it. The only blood on the MARTA trains is being caused by the criminals attacking law-abiding citizens. Unfortunately, the two Delta employees didn't have a firearm. I wish they did. The outcome would have been different. We have environmentalists, we'll be talking about this later in the program, battling to ban lead in ammunition and fishing tackle. You know, you're killing condors or something. Arizona Governor Brewer vetoes a bill allowing guns on campus. Interesting case here in Arizona. Very gun-friendly state.
You know, that same thing happened here in Texas.
Yeah, she did not like, I've been looking into this, I want to do a little bit more digging into this. Mm-hmm. Apparently she did not like the way, because she is truly a friend of the Second Amendment. She doesn't throw that disclaimer out like those boneheaded Florida sheriffs mm-hmm. who say, oh no, we support the Second Amendment. But not, you know, Jan Brewer does not in that, she does not fall into that category. She did not like the way the bill was written, and it had something to do with the right-of-way. So we'll take a little bit deeper look into this, but we'll talk about this. I think we'll talk about that with George on the roundtable.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guess what? Oklahoma. Oh, you're listening. I know you're there. We know you're listening in Oklahoma. You guys got it going on. June 28th of each year is now going to be Second Amendment Day in Oklahoma. Do you know that? June 28th is the day the United States Supreme Court decision striking down Chicago's decades-old gun ban and recognizing that the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution is applicable to the states. The High Court ruled in favor of the Second Amendment by a razor-thin 5-4 vote. But it's a W. It's a win. And Oklahomans now have a day to celebrate freedom, another day to celebrate freedom. June 28th of each year is now going to be Second Amendment Day in Oklahoma. That's a beautiful thing. We have more stories to cover when we come back right here on the Armed American Radio Network. We're not going to leave you out, New Hampshire. Constitutional carry? Join the crowd. We'll be right back.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Think about your important computer files, photos, financial records, contact lists. They may be saved on your computer, but they're not safe. You could lose them in an instant, and just about everybody has at some point because of a computer crash, virus, or accidental deletion. That's why I have Carbonite Online Backup for my computer. Carbonite automatically backs up the files on your PC or Mac whenever you're connected to the internet, so you don't have to think about it. It takes just minutes to get started, and it's easy to restore any lost files. All for less than $5 a month, $55 a year for unlimited backup. Plus, get anytime, anywhere access to your backed up files from any computer or from your smartphone with a free Carbonite app. Go to Carbonite.com today. Use my offer code Prager for this special offer. A 15-day free trial plus 2 months free with your subscription. That's Carbonite.com. Enter offer code Prager.
At a parent-teacher meeting, Julie worried aloud about her preschooler. I see Monique on the playground. And she's, well, stubborn, Julie told the teacher. She waits for others to invite her in. Then she wants everything her way, or she pouts. A thought struck Julie. Her own behavior at work was just like Monique's. Julie was slow to initiate, slow to compromise, or share. When people's projects failed to go her way, she acted like, well, like her daughter on the playground. But she could change. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. From the playground to the office to the boardroom, the same essentials identify a team player. Openness, generosity, flexibility, and patience. Julie changed. Can you? It's the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Here's great news and a free offer from the dermatologist who co-created ProActive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Would you believe me if I told you I could make your acne disappear, leaving you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all of the promises out there, you're smart to be skeptical. So let me prove it to you. I'll send you a 60-day trial of ProActive risk-free.
Call 1-800-962-2763 for your ProActive risk-free trial.
Today's ProActive works faster and is gentler than ever before. The secret is microcrystal medicine that penetrates pores while soothing spa-quality botanicals calm your skin. ProActive heals your blemishes and prevents new breakouts from happening.
Call 1-800-962-2763 and claim your risk-free trial. And you don't even have to pay for shipping. It's free.
You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let me prove it to you.
Call 1-800-962-2763. That's 1-800-962-2763.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
I like Bill Bennett. Bill Bennett's a cool guy. He's got it going on. He's fun to listen to, too. Check him out. Des Moines Paper, Iowa. You're listening in Iowa. I know you are. I get your emails. You got a paper out there by the name of the Des Moines City View Paper. And anytime we hear a story like this, regardless of what city it's in, what state it's in, we're going to publicize this information because it is so vital to our freedoms. But about a week ago, the City View paper, it was actually the middle of this week, in between the last show and this one, published nearly 5,200 names of gun permit owners in Iowa in an article titled, Who's Packing? They published the names of those who had filed for a gun permit under the new Iowa gun law, and they listed it in alphabetical order. Here's who you need to contact, regardless of where you are, to express politely your displeasure with their absolute boneheaded decision. Now, he's not a bonehead for this. We have better ones than this, believe it or not. But the president of Big Green Umbrella Media, publishers of City View, is a gentleman, or I don't know, Shane. Shane Goodman. Shane Goodman, president. 515. Take this number down. If you're listening on podcast, hit the pause button. Go get you a pen and a piece of paper. 515-953-4822. Extension 305. And express your displeasure as a law-abiding citizen for the decision that this newspaper made to publish the names of gun permit holders, law-abiding neighbors of yours. Now, we talked about this when the boneheaded, I think she won two bonehead awards, Lisa Madigan, the attorney general up in Illinois, who wanted to wilt the attorney general, folks, wanted to give out your name and make it public information. She was shot down by the legislature in Illinois, thank God, and was stopped from doing that. But what's the harm? What's the harm in putting this out? What if you're that woman who applied for a permit because you're a domestic violence target? How about that? Your ex is a lunatic. Oh, there you go. Everybody in Des Moines, Iowa now knows whether or not you have a permit or have applied for a permit, including the criminal, including the criminal. Shane Goodman is the president of Big Green Umbrella Media, who owns or publishes City View. 515-953-4822, extension 305. And express your displeasure. You have a right to do that. It is insane when people do this. And when we find out this information, we will publicize the information because it is just, it's incredible to me. Sean, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
What are your thoughts on that?
That's just outrageous. And like you said, you know, what if this had been, you know, what if there's a woman on there that's trying to lay low, she's got a crazy boyfriend out there, and he gets her address and a location where she's at, and he knows that she has a gun. What if he goes out and does something? Is this guy going to be held responsible? I mean,
well, you know,
what's
it's not just that. You're right, but it's not just that, because now you've just, and we have discussed this here on this program before, and we will continue to do it. Mm-hmm. Cleveland, the Cleveland Plain Dealer, notoriously anti-gun. We've talked about them for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
2 years.
You know, and then what about people's privacy? I mean, you just don't, there's just some things you don't post in for everybody to know. Outrageous.
Well, it's a hateful vindictiveness that someone would put this information out, that someone who claims to be a human being and have cognitive reasoning skills can't, for whatever reason, see the harm that something like this would cause. This defies logic.
Yes, it does.
This defies logic. So we ask you to be polite and call them and voice your displeasure politely. And tell them exactly what you think. And tell them that you live in Florida. Tell them that you live in Nevada. Tell them that you live in California or Alaska. Who, by the way, I met somebody at the race in Talladega last week from Alaska who works on the oil fields on the North Slope that is a fan of this show.
Really?
Absolutely.
Very nice.
Yeah, it really was.
But that was.
It was. It was pretty neat. But you need to do that. As law-abiding people, we are all in this together. And this is how we win these fights. And they're fights. You hear me say week after week after week, sleep with toothpicks under your eyes. This is why. You want to give out a Bonehead of the Week award? I bet you would like to hear this. This is a good one. Florida, man, oh, man, oh, man. You just keep throwing this stuff at me. We have more Florida things to talk about. We have a terrible situation down in Sarasota, Florida, that's making international news with the two British tourists. And we're going to discuss that in detail in the next hour of Armed American Radio. But you remember the stories down in West Palm Beach. We talked about it in Lee County first a few months back, where Lee County was in violation of the Florida 790 statutes, certain provisions of the 790 Florida statutes, dealing with state preemption, where local municipalities, counties, and so forth cannot supersede state law. State preemption statutes. And that's done, again, use your common sense. Can you imagine having a patchwork of 67 different counties with 67 different goofy knee-jerk laws by a bunch of goofy knee-jerk politicians, these little county commissioners, homeowners associations, basically, who like to feel like they're powerful and they concoct all these goofy laws because that's how they justify taking your money. That's what they do. Well, Lee County did just that with the little gun with a red circle and the line through it. No guns in county parks until they were sued because that's illegal. And it had been illegal for over 2.5 decades. West Palm Beach apparently didn't get the memo. They were continuing to keep law-abiding citizens with concealed weapons, Florida concealed weapons licenses, with the little gun and the no guns, can't carry guns in the county, but yes, you can. And it was brought to their attention by a law-abiding citizen. Hey, you're in violation of state law. And they, too, held a meeting to say, well, and get this, they have to hold a meeting to determine and vote on abiding by state law. Do you see what I'm talking about here? Okay. Well, my dad, God bless him, gotta love this, lives down in Naples, got property down in Naples, Florida. He knows how to get my goat. We're cut of the same cloth. He knows exactly the type of email to send me that's going to send me through the roof in my office. The sign at the entrance to any Collier County park has a picture symbol of a firearm with a line through it, meaning guns are banned in the park. But anyone with a weapons permit still can carry a concealed gun into county parks. State law says it's okay. Arthur Shapiro, National Rifle Association instructor, wants the gun image removed from county parks signs. I didn't have enough time to contact him. We'll talk about that. Maybe we can get him on the show. He advised, get this, Commissioner Tom Henning, that there's a potential liability because the present-day county ordinance is in conflict with state law, which allows concealed weapons in parks. I'm reading this from the Naples Daily News. I'm quoting and paraphrasing. Listen to what Henning said. Listen to this. So did the mayor of Naples, too. There's a pair of boneheads, and I think I'm going to run out of time, Sean. So yes. I'll just lead into it, into the break. He says, I don't know why anybody wants to carry a gun in a playground or a park, but it's something that we cannot prohibit, Henning said. Yeah, that's right, Henning. You can't prohibit it because you just can't go making things up in violation of state law that harm good law-abiding citizens. And get this, I have walked right past those no-gun signs many times in Collier County carrying my gun. Come get me. Come get me. Ooh, I'm scared. Come get me. We'll be right back, and then we'll give out the bonehead. Two of them, actually, on the same story.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now. With inflation already rising, it's time to protect your hard-earned money. Call Desert Gold Exchange today, your local gold and silver experts. Family-owned with an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, DGE has better service and pricing than the other dealers. Why pay more for the same gold? Call DGE at 602-787-5950. Be amazed. You can save up to 20% on your investment. Call 602-787-5950, 602-787-5950, or visit dgegold.com.
Introducing Emerson Knives, American-made, American-owned, down to the last screw. Emerson Knives is the only knife company owned by one of the world's leading authorities on hand-to-hand combat, Ernest Emerson. From the windswept plains of Afghanistan and the back alleys of Baghdad to the halls of the Pentagon, Emerson Knives are on patrol and protecting those who willfully go into harm's way. For the world's leading tactical blades, visit Emerson Knives at EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8961 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8961. That's 1-800-607-8961. Again, 1-800-607-8961.
Here's great news and a free offer from the dermatologist who co-created Proactiv.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Would you believe me if I told you I could make your acne disappear, leaving you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all of the promises out there, you're smart to be skeptical. So let me prove it to you. I'll send you a 60-day trial of Proactiv risk-free.
Call 1-800-962-2763 for your Proactiv risk-free trial.
Today's Proactiv works faster and is gentler than ever before. The secret is microcrystal medicine that penetrates pores while soothing spa-quality botanicals calm your skin. Proactiv heals your blemishes and prevents new breakouts from happening.
Call 1-800-962-2763 and claim your risk-free trial. And you don't even have to pay for shipping. It's free.
You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let me prove it to you.
Call 1-800-962-2763. That's 1-800-962-2763.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
You know, we are redefining weekend talk radio. I'm redefining weekend talk radio. And you know what? I hope Mike Gallagher is listening to this. I hope he's listening to this.
Yes, he does.
I know he does. And I hope he's listening to this right now because he's going to hear a trifecta of boneheads. Look up bonehead in the dictionary. Naples, Florida. Keep bringing them. Keep giving them to me. You make it so simple. Listen to the Naples mayor. I set this up in the last segment. And what I set up was that the Collier County was in violation of state law. I've seen the signs down there. I've walked right past them. Look at that. Okay. Yeah. Come take it. It's illegal. They can't do anything about it. The city attorneys know it. So they're going to have a meeting to say, okay, we have to comply with state law. After 2.5 decades. Whew. Listen to Naples Mayor Bill Barnett. You have to be kidding me with allowing guns into parks. I can see umpires getting into situations where some idiot with a gun will be against a call he made against his child. Winning! That's Naples Mayor Bill Barnett. You, sir, are a bonehead of geometric proportions. Fortunately, after 12 years, you're out of there. Because the idiots you're talking about are law-abiding people. I've walked through and passed your no-gun signs and, well, you know, haven't wanted to shoot an umpire. Whew, good heavens. Bonehead of the week, number one, Naples Mayor Bill Barnett. Listen to Bonehead number two. I don't know why anybody wants to carry a gun in a playground or park, but it's something that we cannot prohibit. Oh. He's sad about that. Because he doesn't understand the difference between law-abiding and the 16-year-old punk that murdered the two British tourists in Sarasota. He doesn't understand the difference between the two of you. Mr. Henning, you are proudly, actually, bonehead number two. And then, oh, this gets better. This gets better. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Lee County Commissioner Ray Judah. Listen to what he said. Listen to this. A different portion of the same state law, Statute 790.612, bans concealed weapons in such places as schools, courtrooms, and professional athletic events. And he's right, it does. He's absolutely correct about that. Listen to his comment. Now keep this in mind. 790.6 bans concealed weapons in such places as schools, courtrooms, and professional athletic events. And he's right about that. I throw that out there twice. Don't ever let it be said I've been accused of repeating myself. Those of you who are laughing know who you are. Listen to what he says. Are children less important than professional athletes and the fans that watch the game? Now think about this. I want you to walk with me here. Listen to what you just heard. Are children less important than professional athletes and the fans that watch the game? Hey, Lee County Commissioner Ray Judah, guess what I would like to tell you? No, sir. They're more important, which is why as parents we have a responsibility to defend them and protect them, which is why we carry guns past your illegal no guns signs and sue you into compliance. Here's the difference between schools, courtrooms, and professional athletic events. You ever walk into a Texas game, a Dallas game in Texas, Sean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you go through pat-downs, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You don't go through pat-downs at Collier County Beach Park. Nobody wands you. Nobody searches your little fanny pack. Are you with me on this so far, folks? Nobody goes through metal detectors like you do when you walk into a courtroom. Ray Judah, your friendly neighborhood regular drug addicted criminal has free reign of the park. Let's not forget the pedophiles. Can't forget them. We don't have any of them running around the parks with the kids, do we?
Oh no, they just go to hockey games. You know, that's what Bob called in. That he wanted to comment on.
Well, Commissioner Ray Judah, you got to look at this. Is the way these people think. This is the makeup in their DNA. This is what they don't get. See, a lot of people say, I get emails, and I'll get a ton of them today. I've probably already got them. I can hear them beeping in right now. I can hear your phone ringing. Some of the comments are undoubtedly going to say, no, when you say that they don't get it, no, they do get it. They do get it. No, let me take you to task on that. When you see Ray Judah doesn't get it, that's why he's a bonehead. He's bonehead number three. When you make a statement, are children less important than professional athletes and the fans that watch the game? No, sir, they're more important. And they are unprotected in your city and county parks. And the mother or father with a firearm in their bag is absolutely no threat to that child or your child. I would submit to you that the pedophile is. Get your head out of the sand. You don't get it. Bonehead number three, Lee County Commissioner Ray Judah. But they just keep coming at me with the Florida stuff. They just keep handing it to me. Sean, have you gotten any good phone calls?
Oh, yeah. I've had several.
Yeah? What, can you give me a gist of what they're wanting to talk about?
Most of them have called our friend whose number you gave out.
Oh, the Des Moines, Iowa?
Yes, and they have said that you can get through.
Okay,
and
good.
Leave a message.
Good. Please be polite.
Yes.
Be professional. Be courteous. Leave a message. Let the individual know that you disagree
with
the position that they've taken.
Mm-hmm.
Do it politely, okay? Stand up for yourself. Stand up for residents, the good law-abiding people in Iowa who do not deserve to have their names publicized. Obviously, there's got to be a legislative address to that, to change that. But it's your responsibility to do just that. Boy, I'll tell you, that Florida stuff just angers me. And there's more, too. Don't believe evil exists, folks. Have you seen this one? Six arrested after Florida teen shot, his body burned in fire pit. Have you seen that? There's no evil, especially down in Florida. Why would you want to carry a gun in a park? That doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense at all. Sean, that stuff is it's very frustrating when you hear that.
Yep.
And Florida in a number of those counties, and I appreciate everybody who's written emails in, because I do, I get them regularly from fans down in the West Palm Beach area, down in Fort Myers area, Hillsborough County, Sarasota County, Pinellas County. And, you know, they tell us all this stuff. But Florida, for some reason, of course, we just had Marion Hammer, the Hammer, was on last week. And how good is she? Of course, she hails from Florida. She's in Tallahassee, and she's fighting for your rights. But it's not just your rights in Florida. These things impact all of us across the nation, across the nation. Shall we recoup with anger? Mexico wants to sue U.S. gun makers? No? I don't want to talk about it anymore either. I'll throw that away. Maybe we'll let George comment on that when we're talking about the new Para P1445 that showed up in my Easter basket this week. We'll talk about that gun. Ooh, man, is that thing a beast. Coming up next on Armed American Radio, we're going to be talking to Regis Giles from Girls Just Want to Have Guns. That's going to be a lot of fun. Also, we should be, I am expecting to hear from the great one, the master of self-defense himself, Masoud Ayoob, and the great champion shooter, Gail Pepin. She will be here to talk with us a little bit about some videotapes that county is not wanting to release, public information about the murder of a couple police officers. Nobody's better than Masoud. I'm Mark Walters. This is the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. Jealous me by the clamor now, baby.
Hi, Lisa, this is Georgia. Do you know of any good Christian computer games I can buy Molly for Christmas?
Yes, my Jimmy just loves his Charlie Church Mouse computer game with animated Bible stories. He's having a blast learning about sizes, shapes, colors, math, spelling, and more. It's great for kids ages 2 through 8. Go to inspiredgames.com and use their store locator.
Did you say inspiredgames.com?
Yes, Charlie Church Mouse is at inspiredgames.com.
LB games are available at participating Walmart stores. Available at Family, Lifeway, Mardell, and Berean Christian stores, too.
Good, clean, fun.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same. Debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.